Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly look at business news in Lexington. I'm Alan Lytle. Joining me on the phone today is Mark Green. He's the managing editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, the CenterPoint development will no longer be called CenterPoint, and it has some new developers. So what have you found out about Bridgeton Holdings?
Well, the Bridgeton Holdings looks like a pretty solid potential partner to jump in and finally move this project forward. The city made an announcement this week after holding a closed session at the beginning of its council meeting, and said that Bridgeton Holdings is of New York City is ready to come in and become the majority partner in taking what we've been calling for the last 7 years, the CenterPoint project forward. Now, they seem to have a pretty good track record. The two principals in Bridgeton Holdings are Matt Collins, who has Central Kentucky connections. His father grew up in Frankfort and Lexington, and Matt Collins, who is in his 30s, both of these are young businessmen. Matt moved to Lexington 2 years ago, and he said that he came here and found a hole in the middle of downtown that he viewed as a great opportunity. His partner is Atit Jarawala, if I'm pronouncing that right, who is originally from St. Louis, but they are based in New York, and Jarawala says he plans to move to Lexington too. They say that they have 60 properties right now, that they have a dozen in development, three in active construction, and when I did a little research, it seems like they are indeed active around the country. I found reports of them buying office buildings in San Francisco. They bought a 37,000-foot building for $17 million last year. 2 years ago, they bought a 10-story building in the Tribeca area of New York City for $42 million, and they plan to convert it into apartments. Additionally, earlier this year, in January, they bought two properties in the East Village area of New York City for $9.5 million. These were small parking garages, a total 26,000 square feet, and they have plans to redevelop those into luxury condominiums. So they have apparently expertise that connects with what the plans are for the CenterPoint site here in Lexington.
So are there any red flags that you uncovered as you were doing some research on Bridgeton Associates?
There were no obvious red flags out there. City government says that at this point, after their experience of the last few years with things not happening, that they are assessing this proposal very cautiously. The Bridgeton Holdings wants city government to be the anchor tenant in the site, and they want to build a landmark city hall building there.
And the mayor was quick to tamp that down, especially during a council meeting last week.
They have been very actively discussing prospects of getting some sort of a new city hall, but he's not committing to anything at this point.
And that's probably a wise course of action, given that it's been 7-plus years dealing with the first developer of this project.
There's definitely some hurt feelings over how this project has not gone forward and has just gone through various sets of plans and promises that haven't been carried through. Although the excavation did take place for a parking structure for the last 8 or 9 months, there have been a pair of cranes on the site that aren't moving anything around.
Now, as I understand it, they think they can get this thing back on track in 6 to 8 months?
That's what they're saying. When the two principals with Bridgeton were asked how soon there would be some activity there, their answer was within 6 months or so, and that the first step is to finish the parking garage. And they said that for the project to be successful, they said they need a garage, they need a hotel, office space, and high-end residential.
And it's not going to be called CenterPoint, but we don't exactly know what the new name will be.
Yeah, they do not have plans drawn up yet for what exactly will be there, but they described this project as the most exciting one that they have among all of their current holdings. So they seem to be legitimately excited about it, and so that can give us optimism.
And that is a story that we, of course, will be following through the course of however many years it takes to actually see this thing to fruition. Mark Green from the Lane Report has been our guest today on the business side, and have a great week ahead.
All right, you too, Alan. Thanks for having me.